daddy gone. And Beverly's a little too slow, so I'm
stopping by
to joining us on
Clink. We are your hosts,
Cam,
and I am Kay.
Hey, and I just want to give a shout out to Kay for getting us these really cute necklaces. Aww. I told her that I admired her, and she went and got me one. And I thank my sister girl. It's so cute.
It is cute, y'all. Look, Amazon is the bomb. Okay. All right, so if this is your first time stopping by Clink, like, what? Who are these two women? Well, let us tell you. If you're listening, because I'm going to start downloading our episodes on my Kicking It With K Marie podcast, because I'm paying for Firebeam over there and I'm not doing that. So,
she's going to multitask a little bit.
And that streams on every streaming platform. So if you are listening to us, hi, we are Cam and Kay, and we have this podcast called Clink.
Yeah.
We are two sister friends. We are filmmakers. We are podcasters. We are creatives. We do all the things creatively.
And we just want to show the women that we can work together and be empowered, and that we do great things together. And so that's one of the examples from our show.
Especially women 40 plus. Because, you know, we still sexy. We still
got it going
on. We still got it going on, girl.
Because you know, black don't crack.
Black don't crack.
Because, honey, you look like everything tonight. Love the lip. Love the red.
Okay. You too, friend.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thanks, friend. No. Okay.
Okay, so this let you know we are a podcast. Again, we talk about some of everything on our sipping chats, which drop on Thursday. Might be moving to Fridays. We'll see. We'll play around with some days. And today is our Clink recap show.
Thank you. All the Queens men, honey. Who's been pretty, as we know, they took a break for a little while, but now they're back into the groove, and we're seeing there's some new writing going on.
It is, but before we delve into all of that, why don't you go ahead and click that like button, that thumbs up, you know, comment, and subscribe, y'all. Again, one of the easy way to support us is by going on our YouTube, and this is where you can see us if you're listening to us on a streaming platform. But right. We are on YouTube, All Things Cam and Kay, that's our channel. Or you can put in Clink with Cam and Kay. Both comes up. And just go ahead and hit that like on our YouTube page.
Yeah, because it'll put us into the algorithm. Mm-hmm. And we'll also show up on other people's feeds that do shows similar to ours.
Exactly.
So we can all support each other.
Yes. So all the Queens men. So if y'all, it's going to be some spoilers, y'all. Okay, because this is a recap.
Yeah, so we hope you watched it. Okay.
Yes.
So, honey.
What's it called? What is the one called? I Got Five on It.
I think so.
I Got Five on It.
Hey.
Okay. That's my jam. Okay.
But we ain't smoking ghetto weed right now. I'm just playing.
I made the little dummy bounce smoke. Okay. All right. So, girl.
So, I am really tired of Detective Davis just jocking Madam. I know she needed the money and everything.
She is thirsty.
I know how it is when you need to get your bag, but she be dogging her. I mean, after somebody, she be like, you know, I got this information. She be like,
I know that already. Next.
She be so dismissive of her. I be like, well, dang.
She do. So, yeah, Madam is talking with Davis and give her stacks and stacks of money because she did come through with some information.
And she should have been giving her some money a while ago. But madam, you know, just got to be in control. Yeah. So you're going to have to wait until you bow down, as she says.
Right. So Detective Davis just had a conversation with madam. She was like, I'll keep working for you as long as the price is good. Madam was like, bitch.
Like, you're going to work for me.
Right, you're going to work for me regardless. No matter whatever I give you.
I guess that's that pimp blood that she has on her body from her dad. Because, you know, her daddy was a pimp back in the, was still is pimping. Right. Even though, you know, he's not. But, you know, but yeah. she still got that pimp blood in her body because she be dogging people. I said, oh, my God. And madam lets her know that she has other connections, other jobs that she could be useful in. And she gives her some more money. So Detective Davis walks away pretty happy because she's no longer busted and disgusted.
Right. And she did tell madam that the concierge left Mexico. And I think it says something about the Cayman Islands or something like that. But he's on his way. So.
Right. And so madam, she's like, that's what she want to hear. But then I'm trying to wonder, you want to hear for what type of reason, but we'll find that out later.
Right.
So then we have Trouble and Champ getting arrested while they're dancing. That little rookie cop just keeps popping up a little everywhere. He just pop up out of the blue. Right. I'm like, where you come from? What do you call him?
Opie. Yeah. For those who are, you know, old enough to remember Andy Griffith, I had no choice. My mom loved that show, so.
You were forced as
yes.
well.
Oh. Yeah, I cannot do it anymore. But Blue tells madam that Trouble and Champ has got arrested. And she's like, what on the floor? So she has to, you know, tell her patrons.
Damage control.
She had to address them, so she did.
But it was funny because she was like, Trouble. She just really want to live up to her name, doesn't she? So anyway, Champ and Trouble, they're taken to jail. And they're
this
talking
Champ,
about.
He's a buster.
He is a total buster. Snitches get stitches. Okay. And he just sits there, and when they're talking amongst themselves, trying to figure out what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. And then when Opie comes, the rookie, he starts singing like a bird.
And that's then, what I got to on my nose. He starts singing like a canary.
Yes, he starts, and then Trouble is no better because she goes along with it. I'm like, you're supposed to be the hardcore one that's supposed to be holding him down, keeping him together. You tell him to.
Because basically, Champ was like, Rayshawn did it. So the Opie trying to, you know, get them to put it in writing, they was like, nah.
But they're both stupid because you don't tell, just side note, you don't tell any police any information right. ever unless you have a lawyer present.
Yeah, they tell you those rights, remain silent until your lawyer gets there.
Which means be quiet. So Champ tells Trouble, Champ was telling everything and Rayshawn, dang, you giving everybody's government, you just like doing everything.
Right.
And I was just so irritated. But then we get back to Big D.
Big D.
Lord.
Big D tried to shoot a shot again, but Diamond's not interested. And Blue reiterated it. And she don't like how I don't think Blue likes Big D for Dime. I think she likes Amp.
I think she's more loyal to Amp, and she's seeing how everything moved. And she knew she was there, and so she knows how Amp and Dime's relationship was and how cute they were together. And it was funny to me because Amp was trying to be polite to Dime, and she is giving him the coldest shoulder.
I'm like, girl, because again, I said this before, but I'm like, girl, you have no. Yes, he was walling out because you almost got his ass killed.
That's kind of hard to forget.
Y'all even now, you know what I'm saying?
Right, y'all have been through y'all trials and tribulations, so y'all are even now. But I mean, I think also he was so cruel to her with his words. He was talking to her like she
was
nothing.
But again, he was that close to being dead because of her.
Yeah, but
without even fact checking.
But he was on drugs and stuff too.
But not. No.
I mean, when he was cussing her out real bad.
Well, yeah, that. Right.
He was kind of going through.
He was.
But he was going off. But I understand. But I think he would have handled it differently if he wasn't so under the influence. But it was so crazy because they tell Face, you a little light with your money. And then he tells them how he was in the VIP with Tandy and how her husband died.
He was consoling her. And so Blue was like, what? So then Madam comes up and she gets the news that Miss Tandy's husband died. And she has Blue and them, you know, get in touch with her. But first she was like, dang, he up here messing up my plans because he dying.
Right. And then Midnight spills the beans that Face is staying with Tandy. And everybody is commenting on how cold Tandy is. Her husband wasn't even, he was in the hospital when she moved Face in. Her husband died, and now Face, I guess he there semi-permanently because he just posted up.
He just posted up.
And she told him, she was like, just make sure that she don't end up like Miss Pat. Because I ain't got time. I got plans for Tandy, and right. I don't have time
don't,
for
don't,
her to
don't
be,
kill this one.
Don't kill this one. Girl, when she said that, I was like, oh my God. That was absolutely hilarious.
So Champ and Trouble is bailed out of jail. Her friend bailed him out. And I'm like, Champ was like, you know, I got you. She's like, nigga, this ain't no round of drinks.
Right.
We got to pay her
he
back.
He's talking about, well, I'm going to get the car. She's like, no, you're going to pay back that bail money. You make sure that you show up to court so my girl can get her money back. Don't play with me.
This ain't no round of drinks.
Right. He all like, I got the car.
I got the Uber.
This girl done put up her house, her mama, her grandmama's house that right. she grew up in. You talking about, so I got the car.
And then he suggests like a way for them to get some money. So he tell her, you know, come by his crib later on that day.
It seemed like since they done had a little taste of the Robin Hood life, it ain't like they robbing from the rich and giving to the poor themselves. But ever since they did that one little job, they just on a robbing thing.
Right. I'm like, this is, yeah.
But I'm like, if she got you out of the trouble last time, I don't think robbing is the smartest thing to
do. It's not. So Madam is talking to Fuego in her office because Fuego was just acting a little funny. So Madam Peep, she's like, yeah, meet me in my office. So this Negro, you know, I love me some Fuego.
Yeah,
you know,
they're real stupid right
yeah.
now, but okay.
Madam wanted to know, like, how did you know that Big D was in the basement? And he was telling her that, the, you know, people had to... his computer. We know that the DA department is behind that. And
she's like, yeah. You have to, you are, I got cameras here. You the one to put them up, and you didn't think that I would know what was going on in my own establishment?
Yeah, because he was like, you know, they have cameras in Eden, even in the basement. So she was furious. So she was like, so basically, they can see what I'm doing and can shut down this whole operation.
And she's like, why didn't you tell me?
Yes.
Because Fuego at this point is withholding information. Mm-hmm. And she's like, dude, are you loyal to me? What's going on? Mm-hmm. And she being hardcore on him. And he's acting like really airheaded. Like, well,
he said, I can be faithful. But if the police ask me something that I know,
I can't guarantee.
Right. I'm like,
like, you know, she might kill you, boy.
Right. And I'm looking at this point. I'm like, are they trying to write him off the show? What's going on? Because he's not making any sense.
You know, I hope that they're not. But I thought it was funny as heck when Tommy and Madam were talking about Fuego. And she was like, he better get his head together or he going to meet Jesus real soon.
Exactly.
I was like, okay.
Because like Tommy said, he was like, this church boy don't have it in him.
He's
like,
just not that type
she
of
was
person.
Like, he better find some.
So Madam tells Tandy to come to her office the next day, and she's talking to Tandy at this point. And she tells Madam, I give you my deepest condolences for your father because I too am. And Madam just like,
like, you know, that nigga was nasty.
Right.
You know, sodomizing men and
he was a loser. He had a problem. And maybe now that he's gone, you won't be a sick individual yourself. Mm-hmm. Since she was blaming everything on her husband, even though she was going along with his shenanigans.
Exactly.
So, Madam cuts into Tandy to run for mayor.
Mm-hmm. So she was taken aback like, me? What? She's like, yeah, you need to play that grieving widow. You know, she was like, you know, I had the people at the club. I got, you know, other people that can back you up. You just run, basically.
So Tandy looks at her and says, well, Madam, I'm not going to be your puppet. Girl,
you gonna be her pussy.
You gonna be her pussy. You ain't got no choice because she got all kinds of stuff on.
She have. I'm like, she have a lot about that to see no one.
Right. You no
she
matter
kill
what
the judge and everything.
Lucky you didn't end up electrocuted. So I was just like, the thing that's so messed up, Madam is a trip. Because Tandy's like, okay, we agree, so let's shake on it. She was like, I'm not touching your little nasty hand. She was like, get out of my office. I said, Madam just be like a whole lot of out cold.
Something else.
She cold as heck when it comes to Tandy, but that's because Tandy is a real messed up individual for what she was going along with. That was like an atrocity how she was,
Right. So, trouble comes over to Cham House. They discuss what, okay, so trouble was like, what is the big thing? What do you want to do? And so he talking about some, you know, some nickel and dime stuff, like robbing a corner boy.
Come on, we can rob him every week until they replace him.
She was like, I ain't trying to make this a 9-to-5 job.
Right. I ain't trying to, right. She like, what are you talking about?
So yeah. she suggested that they go after the stash houses. And I was telling Cam, I think that they're going to F around and rob Madam's
Carla, we think she go because you know Carla.
But Madam has
she got people everywhere.
Yeah, that's her. Remember in season one, that's really what she does. She has the drug. She do the drugs,
right? Because that's when she had the money in the wall because of that one guy. Mm-hmm. Was doing her. Okay, so now we go to
the
DA is talking to Casanova, and he's sitting there all cut up. It's taking him a long time
to heal. That was like in one day they doing this.
Right. You set up like 3 episodes ago. By now you should just have like the pink scar instead of the scab. The scab should be going on right now. They were saying that Madam thinks that if she gets Tangy in, that she's gonna she's planning on getting rid of the DA. So the DA is telling Casanova that Tandy's running for mayor, and she's really excited because her and Tandy go way back. And the first order of business is to get rid of Madam.
Yeah, so she was like, oh, because Casanova was like, can we trust her? She's like, oh, yeah, I got her in my pocket. Everybody think that they can be the puppet master over Tandy's life, so it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be real interesting because Tandy, she ain't a total punk. She's slicker than a sliver. She's a slick one.
She always aligned herself with the wrong people when it comes with Madam, like Casanova's wife. You know, yes, let's take her out. You know, her, and then she's dead. You know,
the other thing is, so she tells the DA tells Casanova, well, you know, Tandy and Jack were into a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Bury it and make the stuff mm-hmm. disappear. It's too late for that because Madam already is up on all of that. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
So Miss Tandy comes home and find Babyface ass just making himself comfortable, and he up there playing video games.
Girl, when she walked in the house and this grown man is sitting on the couch playing video games, there's nothing wrong with playing a video mm-hmm. game, but he all in, like he's like 12 living it up in her house. But what irritated me is when she come in trying to talk to him about business, the only thing he kept saying is, you gonna get the insurance money? Oh, you gonna have a lot of money.
No, this is what I hated, this line right here. Because I think it's the way he said it, too. I always wanted a white Aston Martin.
Like
and a Porsche. Buy one.
Something so not attractive over a begging, petty man who was waiting on a woman to give him things. But the thing that's crazy is y'all make all this money and y'all don't get no money. I need to know what the check looked like. I need to know what, okay, y'all tipping out, but what do y'all actually get to keep? I need to see that part.
Because I'm like, why is Babyface the only one? Everybody else had their own house, nice cars. But Babyface, but I think it stems from the first season when, it might have been the first episode when we see him in court. You know, his baby mama.
They bleeding him dry, huh?
Yeah, so that could be it. So they, Tandy and Face, so she tells Face, like, look, I got my endorsement from Madam. You know, I'm about to run for mayor. So you gotta lay low in the cut.
You gotta keep it in the closet.
It's like, okay, but you know that's gonna cost you.
And that's the thing. The way
you know it's gonna cost you.
It's like so irritating the way he says it. Like, and she's like, you always begging for money as usual, but that makes her feel good that he's going to be, you know. And she's just like so crass, but she tells him, when I win the mayor's seat, I'll buy you that car. I said, oh, but the funny crazy part now is Big D is stalking down.
Stalking her. I'm like, outside the house.
And she is pissed. And she's like, you know, baby, I just want it. Okay, we know you got the little Big D accent, but you're getting on my nerves with them little sayings you be saying. It's like, ugh. But
did you go ahead?
No, no, you left.
Did you peep? You know, he up there talking to her, and you know, you want me type thing. You know, she's like, no, I don't, get off. And did you peep? He was like, leaned up against the, like that brick wall with one of his feet up. I'm like, this nigga posing.
He posing.
I'm like, I know he's a model. I'm like, he doing model shots. Like, nigga, gotta stop.
You are not in a whole restaurant. Right.
You know, he was like posting. He was like, oh my God.
And he's like begging. She like, I don't want to eat with you. I don't want to go to lunch with you. As a matter of fact, I don't want to see you again outside the club. And he's like, I know you want me. No, Negro, I said I don't want to be bothered. When a woman said no means no.
But I think, like I was telling you, I think that Dime likes them both. I really do. She's attracted to Big D. I believe she's attracted to him, but her heart is with Am. But she still gets that attraction to Big D, I think.
I like when Blue was kind of like saying, like, she might not even want either one of y'all, so both of y'all just need to chill, because it's a lot of pressure, especially when you work with two guys and then they both are trying to talk to you. That's a lot. And you'd be like, ugh. But I like the fact that she's holding her ground, because she really trying to figure it out, because a lot of times we walk out of impulse and emotion, and she's not trying to run back to Amp, but she's not trying to fall into nothing with Big D either.
Exactly. So Davis tells Madam that the concierge will be in Atlanta in 2 days. So she tells, because she was in the car with Blue, excuse me, when Davis called. And she was like, she introduced herself. She was like, bitch, I know who you are. I got a call like this.
Right.
She do me, dog. Be
between her dog and Sandy and Detective Davis, I'm going to be like, oh, because I mean, I might want to boss up on you, be like, who are you talking to? Right. But she is Madam. So, yeah. Right. So Madam is nasty, and she tells her that the concierge will be there in 2 days. So she tells Blue, you know, get everything ready, because he's coming to town. And so they set up a public service announcement for Tandy. And of course you have Tommy, who is the book of the beggar, the candlestick maker. And they make the comment, what don't you do? Because every time somebody say they're going to do something, he say, I can do that. I went to college for that.
Jack of all. Right. He was Sam's too.
Right.
Jack of all trades.
Right. And he being irritating as usual. He tell Tandy, you should cry. I can help you if you need to cry. I'm like, if you're, so now you're an acting coach. Okay. Boy, if you don't go somewhere with your 10 job self. So then Fuego is contacted.
He's being cyber bullied again.
By the hacker. And he is sitting there. Girl, I just irritate me with Fuego right now. It's like, he was acting like he was about, I'm like.
Right, because they show some doctored video footage of him killing old girl. He was like, what?
He's like, that never happened. And so basically he is starting to fall apart, because he did not kill his ex-girlfriend, and they're sending him all these threatening messages, and he's falling apart. But what was tripping me out too, when they show Amp in the club and he's watching Dime like a hawk.
Yeah. Not even like paying any of the customers any attention. You know, like, you gotta do your job.
He's like a lovesick puppy. But that's what happens sometimes with men after they lose somebody, because they see the error of their ways, and it's really messing him up that he can't get her back.
You know what song dropped in my head? What Amp was probably playing in his head when he said, one of my favorites, Tell me when will I see smile again? Cause I know I messed up, baby, and I know you're fed up. Sugar. I was like, I know he's
pitiful. He's like, so you acting your behind off with that pitiful puppy dog face. So we gonna say, hey. So Trouble and Champ have an exchange about being in the VIP. That's Trouble's whole life. I want to be a VIP dancer. It's like, girl, you got nothing else to do? Person. You know, trying to be politically correct. And then Trouble is like, you know, I deserve to be in there. So Champ was like, I'm a good dancer too. I can be. And she like cut into him like, no, you don't. It's all
I've been
about
here for years.
Me. You ain't been there no years. You know, only been
one. We don't even know if it's a full
6 weeks. We don't even know. That's the other thing. We really don't know a timeline because everything is kind of like melding together and we have no idea. But she kind of like shoots him down. I was like, well, dang, Trouble.
So we see the guys, they're walking into the dressing room and they see Fuego being a Debbie Downer because, you know, the stuff that he's going through. And he tells them, they're like, what do they want? He's like, you know, information don't matter. I'm in Midnight Boss. Like, you better not
tell them. Like, I will kill you and myself if you tell them, madam. And he's just like, I like though that Amp was being compassionate and trying to be a friend. He like, I told you before, go talk to madam. Tell her what is going on because he don't want to see him die.
But he just talked to madam. So what is the point of
Well, I guess he like, if you tell her whatever, just so you won't end up in the basement. You already know what happens in the basement. So
Big D comes in, right? He want to get his stuff from the locker room.
He goes and Amp is just like, hey, you know what? I'm
trying to apologize.
No, I apologize, man. I shouldn't have did this, that, and the third. And he's like, maybe we could be friends. And Big D is like, yeah, maybe. And then Amp hits him with the
back off a little bit on that. I'm trying to get back.
Why don't you leave me alone? Because, you know,
that's me right there.
We had that thing, and I'm trying to get that thing back. And oh boy. Big D says, respectfully, dog, I think she feeling me. I was like, are you serious right now that you would say that to him? And you know that he love her. And he was like, you know, but she a grown woman. So it's her choice who she want to get with and who she don't want to get with.
He said, but quiet as a cab, I think she not feeling neither one of us. He said, but we can still be friend punch.
He knocked the mess out. His eye was probably going like this. And that's why he had his hand covering it up. I was like, dang, sometimes Big D just don't know when to be quiet, even though he was telling the truth. But sometimes, man, you need to be quiet.
So they, you know, Dime, you can tell she's not really a big dancer. Cause every time when she get on the stage, you know, she'd be like, you know, do her little thing. It's like the same moves.
That's the only moves she got.
You know, that she did one of them. I'm like, did she really do bank it? Okay,
we can give her some dancing lessons, though. Just a little, do the snake a little bit. So,
ladies!
Somebody at my job was clowning her. I was like, don't talk about that. I'm like, man, leave her alone. So, I guess Amp was messing up.
He was messing up.
Blue checked him. She's like, let me come holler at you.
During the thing, Doc checked him. He was like, man,
like, what you doing?
He was just slow, out of time, missing the steps. But then, and then when he got off the stage, Blue was like, what's going on? Is it about Dime? And she was like, she may not want
to be in a relationship. She's like, you know, don't let being in a relationship
mess up a failed relationship
mess up your money. And it wasn't failed. He in denial like a mug. He about to start becoming a stalker too, it seemed like.
So Madam is in her office and we can hear the news saying how Miss Tandy numbers are good. And said since she's entered the race. Mm-hmm. And then she gets a text from Concierge. And I peep how they did the Android iPhone thing because Concierge is team Android. Hello, because his was green. And his text was green. Madam was blue. But he was like, what did he say? He was like, meet me. And he said, I know things like this turn you on? She was like, nigga, please. And then she was like, okay, where, nigga? Where we she's talking all big. And she's right. Like, okay, where?
You know, she got a little scratch, a little itch that needs to be scratched. Because, you know, I guess she feeling like, well, my daddy gone. Wink, wink. And everybody done killed everybody now, so we should be even. So she trying to figure out where he coming from, and I'm just like, I don't think he gonna kill her. I don't think that at all. I think that.
I don't know.
He's so mysterious. We'll find out later. So Dime is cashing everybody out and everything, and Amp walks up to her. He's like, get a rip tough dude. And so he convinces her, and she did tell him that she would come by later, and they could talk. But she kind of like, get out of my face right now. I was like, girl, you're not
going to. I said I'd come over. Don't let me change my mind.
Right. So
she's going over there later.
So Trouble and Face have words. Face is always antagonizing somebody. Oh. I wish somebody would bop him one time. He's the one that needs to get bopped because he's ridiculous.
Dog on mouth. My midnight or die.
He jumping all up in Trouble's face, trying to fight a woman. But he wasn't saying nothing to Champ. And Champ was standing right there.
Right. And Champ got in his face like, I was like, oh.
I was like, no, Champ, hey. So then he tells Trouble, he said, don't worry about them. Get your money up. Because they dogging them because they're amateurs. He's like, it's okay because you're going to get your money up. And she's like, well, they'll come up here in a Rolls Royce. See, that's what's wrong with folks.
Material.
They don't know how to, if they do get some money, they got to show everybody they got the money. Yes. Put it in the bank, save it for another time, you know. So then we have Effie on the closing. Mm-hmm. A truck pulls up and they jump out the truck and they start roughing Fuego up.
But Fuego had hands.
He was getting back with him.
Fuego had hands.
Look, take up for your man. She loved her some Fuego. She like, she had girl. You gave me the side eye. He was like, Fuego had hands.
Fuego had hands, and then Midnight helped them out, you know, so they scared the people away. He was like, dang.
They really want to kick out my
ass. Right. He was like, I told you, they really pressing me. They really want this information. He said, man, I've been about to just go home and relax, and then what happened?
He unlocks his car and the car blows up. I said, they're getting really good with these little explosives.
Girl, I'm like, they blew up the Lexus.
But I had to think about it. I was like, they are in Atlanta, so he had to be unlocking the door. Because at first, you know, we're in Michigan. I was like, was he doing a remote start? Because that wouldn't be realistic.
I think so, right? I thought he was using his thing to unlock.
I had to say that because I was confused for a second. I was like, no, he's unlocking because it's not where yet.
Yeah, well, because unless somebody just don't know this, usually with those car bombs, it goes off when you start
the car. That's why I was
so like the, right. So I'm hopefully I think it's the remote start.
I wasn't trying to be shady, but why would you have a remote start when it's high outside? I just thought that most people had it in cold weather. But anyway, thank you for joining us for our review of All the Queen's Men. And join us next time. If you have any questions or concerns or anything that you may want for us to review, please contact us at allthingscamandk@gmail.com.
Or you can use our feature. You can leave us an audio message so we can play it on our show. In an upcoming episode, you can let us know what your favorite part of this season is or the episode. You know, just let us know. We want to engage with you all. So, that link is in the description, excuse me, of our YouTube page, and it's SpeakPipe, SpeakPipe.com/CAMKKY, okay?
So until next time, thank you for joining us.
Clink.
Bye.
Bye.